transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Sigmund Romberg operetta, Maytime, starring Gordon MacRae, and his brilliant guest from the Metropolitan Opera, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable play with music is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, everyone. Well, Sigmund Romberg did a glorious job of setting spring to music. And so, if you don't mind, Dorothy Kirsten and I will skip ahead 6 months and back 100 years... for some of the best spring songs since Mendelssohn. I'll be Dick, and Dorothy is Ottilie, in Maytime.
Sweetheart, 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 will you love me ever?
Do you know what day this is, Dick?
Well, now let me think. Why, sure. This is Thursday, the 21st of May.
Dick Wayne, you've forgotten.
What have I forgotten? Is it a national holiday?
I'm going into the house. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Now, wait, Ottilie. I haven't forgotten it's your birthday. And do you know what we're going to do to celebrate?
What?
I have 2 tickets for an excursion on the steam locomotive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true they go 18 miles an hour?
Oh, no, 20. Downhill.
It's tempting providence, but I'll go.
Oh, it wouldn't be any fun without you. You know, nothing's any fun without you, Ottilie.
I feel the same way, Dick.
You know, someday, if things go the way I've planned, we'll spend our whole lives together. And we'll never have to be apart.
There's a home in the land, the fair land of my dreams, that's waiting for you and me.
And love to that heaven will show us the way and give us the golden key.
We'll enter therein and shall know all the joy
in the kingdom of heart's desire. Our little house, our little home, you and I alone, dear. Heart to heart, no more to part, never more to roam, dear. Our little kettle on the fire,
our little kettle on the fire,
our little cricket's cheery chorus,
our little cricket's cheery chorus.
And we shall find our heart's desire within our little home, sweet home.
Within our little home, sweet home.
There's only one trouble, Ottilie. I can't afford to buy our little home, sweet home.
When you sell some of your inventions, you'll be rich. I know you will.
But until then, do you think we can live on love?
Why not? We could be like gypsies. They don't have any money, but I think they're happier than a lot of people who have mansions here on Washington Square.
Well, maybe.
Calling you, calling you.
would your family say to that, Aunt Lee? A gypsy son-in-law.
I don't care what they say.
Oh, I almost forgot your birthday present.
Dick, you didn't get me a present, did you?
Oh, Hadley, I wish it could be an engagement ring with a diamond as big as the moon.
You gave me this sweet little gold ring last year, and I've never taken it off my finger.
Oh, that doesn't count. Come around here by the garden wall.
What do you have hidden behind there, Dick?
Look.
A tree!
Mm-hmm.
A darling little apple tree.
It's nothing, I know, but I'll plant it wherever you say.
It'll be our tree, Dick. Why, every time I look at it, I'll think of this day and springtime and how much I love you.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Oh, love is so sweet in the springtime when blossoms are fragrant in May.
No year that I come in can bring time to make me forget thee.
Life's May December, the same
as I love you, my heart will remember
the thrill it knew
that day in May.
Whatever you say.
Right here. And, Dick, I have an idea.
What's that, darling?
The little jewel casket that Aunt Matilda gave me for a present. We'll bury that in the roots of the tree with a note inside so that someday our children or our grandchildren will dig it up and know how much we loved each other.
Let me take the little gold ring off your hand, dear.
No.
Please. We'll put that in the jewel box at the roots of the tree when we plant it. And maybe it'll grow into a beautiful engagement ring.
All right, Dick. Here, you take this little key to the jewel box. I have one, too. Don't ever lose it.
Never. Never. There. It's planted.
It's the loveliest birthday present I've ever had. I hope we can spend all our lives in the shadow of this tree, Dick.
Darling, oddly, I have to tell you something. I may have to go away from you and our apple tree.
No.
Well, only for a little while. I've got to go out like Dick Whittington to seek my fortune.
I won't let you go.
Oh, darling, how could I ever give you a good life, serving your father as an apprentice? When I've made a mark in the world, just a little mark, why, I'll come back to you.
No. You'll go off to Paris or one of those wicked cities and be surrounded by a lot of beautiful sirens.
Will I?
And they'll make you forget all about me.
Oh, don't worry, darling. You know what I'll tell all those beautiful girls.
Go away, girls, go away. There's only one girl for me. You are pretty girls. You are witty girls. You are just the kind of girls that all nice girls should be. Go away, girls, go away. You are sweet, but I am not your honeybee.
Somehow I have found I cannot buzz around you, for there is only one girl for me.
Go away, girl, go away. There's only one girl for me. You are pretty, girl. You are pretty, girl. You are just the kind of girl that all my girls should be.
Go away, girl, go away. You are sweet, but I am not your honeybee. Somehow I have found I cannot buzz around you, for there is only one girl.
How long will you be gone, Dick?
How long will it take, dear, to prove to your family that I'm a worthy husband for you?
Dick, I just had an awful feeling. A cold, terrible feeling that we'll never really be together again.
Oh, now, darling, don't think that way.
Even in Europe, Dick, way across the ocean, will you remember? Will you love me always?
My dear.
Bless you, Dick.
Life has been ended. Will you remember? Springtime, love and
here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Sigmund Romberg's Maytime, starring Gordon McRae as Dick and his guest Dorothy Kirsten as Ottilie.
It was more than a dozen years before I could return to Ottilie, and much of that time was spent deep in South Africa, completely cut off from the outside world. I kept my promise to her. I made my mark and was a rich man. And so, once again, my thoughts turned home. You can imagine how excited I was when my ship docked the battery in Maytime. It was a bright, windy day, and the park was filled with young ladies and their beaux.
It's a windy day on the battery, and there's a lot to see. So it's whoops, my dear, oh, have no fear, come take a walk with me. The boats with large spy glasses stand and look their eyes away. What is it they see on the battery on a windy day?
It's a windy day on the battery, and there's a lot to see. So it's whoops, my dear, pray have no fear, come take a walk with me.
The bull with large spy glasses stand and look their eyes away. What is it they see on the battery on a windy day? What is it they see on the battery on a windy day?
What may I do for you, sir?
Excuse me, is Miss Ottilie here?
Miss Ottilie? I take it you have not been in close touch with the family for some time.
Well, I've been away. Is anything wrong?
Will you wait here in the garden, sir?
How long it's been since I've stood in this garden. And how our little apple tree has grown.
Dick!
Ottilie!
Dick Wayne, I can't believe it's you.
Oh, darling, darling, it's so good to hold you again.
Please, Dick. No, don't kiss me.
What's the matter?
Dick, You were away so long, I was sure you'd forgotten me.
You're married?
It was my father's last wish before he died.
My best wishes to you and to your husband. Do I know him?
My cousin, Claude.
Claude was just a gambler. I'm sorry. After all these years, I'm certain he's changed.
He hasn't changed, Dick. But he's my husband, and I'm his wife. But what about you? I know you've done well.
Well, in a material way.
Are you married, Dick?
No, I don't. In all my travels and all these years, I've thought only of you.
I've traveled a long way, too, Dick. Though I never left Washington Square.
Come here to paradise, a very long it seems. But I have tried it often in the mirror of my dream. And by my side I seem to see my life, my love, my home. So for all come here to paradise, I've traveled all.
So far away, the land of endless day.
Oh, oh dear, I've lost the way, so far gone astray.
To an old sweetheart, will you try to fall in love?
I'll try, darling. But first, I'll have to fall out of love. I could no more forget Adelie than I could leap across the Hudson River. But after a few years, I did meet Alice. We were married. And had a son. From time to time, I saw Adelie, watched the gold disappear from her hair. And then came the saddest hour I ever spent in that house on Washington Square.
Sold to Mr. Alfred Ryerson. This concludes the public auction of the personal property of the late Claude Van Zandt.
Adelie.
Oh, Dick. I can't ask you to sit down. There are no chairs. I'm a trespasser in my own house. No husband, no home. Why, the apple tree in the garden isn't even ours anymore. Everything belongs to Mr. Ryerson.
No, Adelie. Mr. Ryerson is my agent. I bought this house and everything in it.
Dick.
And now I'm giving it all back to you.
That's charity.
Oh, nonsense. You can start over again, Adelie.
I'm too tired, Dick, and too old.
Well, Adelie, I have a secret that will make you young again.
Dancing will keep you young when in the waltz you're swung.
Age flies away and youth comes to stay. You may be gray,
but still you.
Keep you young when in the world you're
Richard, but it can't perform so great a miracle as that.
Now, Audley.
Do you know, the apple tree in the garden is slowly dying. The apple tree is singing, and the gold.
What you doing, Audley?
They're just digging up that old apple tree in the backyard.
They should have took it out a long time ago.
Grandma wouldn't let them. She loved this old tree a lot.
Hey, look, Audley. There's something stuck in the roots.
A little box. A jewel box. Oh, dear me. It's locked.
I've got a key here. Maybe this'll open it.
Why, Dickie Wayne, where did you get that key?
My grandpa left it to me.
I've got one just like it.
Hey, there's a letter.
And a sweet little gold ring.
What does the letter say, Audley?
Our love is so sweet in the springtime.
When blossoms are fragrant in May.
Why, it's a love letter
from my grandmother.
To my grandmother.
Here, Audley, put this little gold ring on your finger.
Does this mean we're engaged?
It means we're sweethearts. Just like our grandparents used to be.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Lovely Dorothy Kirsten will be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, our heartfelt thanks to Sammy Ogg, Noreen Corcoran, and I guess that's Cochran, isn't it, Noreen? Oh, Noreen Cochran, and our entire company. Maytime, with music by Sigmund Romberg and book and lyrics by Rita Johnson Young and Cyrus Wood, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Do you own an insurance policy of any kind? Well, if you do, that's another reason why you have a direct interest in the railroads. For the nation's insurance companies are the largest holders of railroad bonds. This means that, along with many other good investments, insurance companies make with your money. Railroad earnings stand behind the protection and security your insurance policy offers. So when you hear about the continuing progress being made by the railroads, progress that means more efficient and economical transportation service, remember that this is just another reason why you have a direct interest in the railroad.
Thank you, Marvin. And now, here is our gracious and beautiful guest, Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
We sure did grow old in a hurry, didn't we, Grandpappy?
Well, 60 years and 30 minutes, Grandma. Just you and me and the apple tree.
So what are we going to do next week, Gordon?
Well, Dorothy, do you want to sing some... you like to sing some Oscar Strauss waltzes?
I'd love it.
Good. Well, then we'll do a waltz dream, a musical feast in three-quarter time, with the pride of the Met and the San Francisco Opera, Miss Dorothy Kirsten, across the microphone from me.
See you next Monday, Gordon.
Right. Good night, Dorothy.
Good night, Dorothy.
Well, dear friends.
All aboard.
Oh, pardon me. Well, dear friends, the list is all ready to pull out. And so until next week at the same time in Waltz Team, this is Gordon McRae saying good night, everybody.
Maytime was presented by special arrangement with Tams Whitmark Music Library, Incorporated, and Hans Bartsch Plays. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of The Miracle of Fatima. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Transcribed. Next, it's the Pacific Telephone Hour on NBC.